Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Baruch Haba, welcome Yisrael, Shalom. You may be seated. I say the same, Baruch Haba, welcome Yisrael, into the presence of our Abba, that we may take great delight, with great confidence, with comfort, and the works finish on Calvary for the sake of Israel. I delight greatly, for I have the Esha, the blessings, the fullness of Yah's blessings upon me. For I have the strength of Yahshua, and I certainly am happy today. The world can walk in its dismal disarray of mindsets, but I am happy. As the orchid Ushim would say, I have life, I have health, and I have strength. He has granted to me today one more day that I can lift my voice, I can lift my hands, and Todayah for all things. For I shall and I will not complain of the mercies of Almighty Yahweh. There's one thing that every time that Elder Martin comes into my presence, whether we meet, wherever, the first thing is everything all right? You can tell when things are not all right with individuals. And then his second question posed to me, do you have any complaints? None whatsoever. You can't falsify that if you're one given over unto that kind of spirit. You will know that you're given over unto that because Yah must continuously correct you and purge you by his mishpatim, his judgments upon Israel. And so I shall delight and I shall rejoice in the comforts of Yahshua, for he has paid the price for me. And I will not discount that because of some form of emotionalism that has questioned Yah through the prism of this feeling that I'm having. I will believe the word of Yah. From the word of Yahweh, I find the strength of assurance. For in that truth, I find the ability to press on and the might to fight against the opposition that oppose Yahweh, that opposes me. And I understand that my own will oppose Yah, and my own purpose and my desire will diametrically oppose Almighty Yahweh. There is no synchronized mechanism of working between my will and the will of Yah. So one must be denounced, that the one of supremacy and power may rise. And I know that I have no power to create, no power to introduce any kind of phraseology or words that will strengthen the house of Israel. There is only one strength unto Israel, and that is the power of the living words. It is the power of Yahweh's expression unto Israel. I sought Yah as to what shall I speak unto the house, the bayat of his elect. My mind was blank. There was nothing in my ruach. I could find nothing in scripture. And my mind was taken back to a time of remembrance on a message that I began. And I will further emphasize that today on this Shabbat. We may find the Shaphat, and that is a rest of comfort. It is a rest of confidence in this wicked, diabolical world of putrefied, vile standards. We have confidence in this realm of life. Then we are people that's most miserable. Unless we have confidence in the power of the living truth of Yah. Unless that word abides in us, you're not going to make it in this hour. And so His truth must be established with Israel, that we may have great confidence in what He speaks unto us. There's nothing like the sound of His voice. For when we hear the word of Yah, we hear the sound of His voice. And as He speaks to you, preacher, all the time, because I hear the sound of His word. I hear this word resonating in my inward parts as it rises with the concindra. And it rises to my mind and fills the void and the emptiness of my own mind. And it speaks to every aspect of my life. It speaks to every circumstance of my life. For it is in the power of the living Torah of Yah I find confidence. As far as this flesh and this earthen man is concerned, I have no confidence in him, only in the power of this man to submit and to be subject unto the living words of Almighty Yah. I want to establish a simple truth today as I go farther into a message that I began some weeks ago. It is one thing that we that have walked in Christendom, philosophies of Christendom, philosophies of religion, are illogical concepts established by our own corruption and our own putrefied ways. We have all believed as truth and caused it to course the prism of our minds. Now, in order for us to stand the legitimacy and the power of the truth, we must course it or take it through the prism of the mind of Yahshua the Lamb. Because our minds, they are filled with false imaginations and corruption, evil, wicked intent. And so we channel the perceptions, the word of Yah, through this mindset that has not been corrected by the living word of Almighty Yah. And our understanding has come by this carnality of our own carnal minds that are against Yah. And when we do that, we fight a losing battle. That's why we never get stronger. That's why we are susceptible to every kind of virus and disease. We are susceptible to every wind of doctrine that come in the midst of us. Because we are fragile and we are weak. We have not the strength of Yah, which is only found in the assurance of His words. That is why the word was made flesh, to give Israel assurance for the power of this word to keep and to preserve us. It was shown unto Israel in the magnificent power of Yahshua the Lamb. I want to read this before I begin. We all know it. We have read it countless times. And you know it verbatimly. It says in Yochanan, John 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and Yah is the Word. In the beginning was the living power, the life of His Torah. In the beginning of what? In the beginning. For what is the beginning of Yah? In the beginning was established the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. In this mind or this prism of Christendom, we have been taught that there was one by the name of Yahshua standing by Yah. But that is not what the word of Yah is implying. It is simply telling us we take that word with that word, not realizing that it indicates that in the beginning was Yah and His word was not against Him. His word was Him because His word is Him, and because His word expressed Him, and because His word was Him. So it was not against the word what it expressed, what Yahshua, the living word of Yah, what He expressed is not against the Abba. So the word was with. The word was with Yah. The word was not against Yah. The word was with Yah. It's an indication that it lets us know that the living word of Yah will never denounce Him. It is not against Torah. It is not against His mitzvah, His statutes, His wisdom. But the word of Yah is with Yah. And the word was with Him. There was no man image that we beheld in Yahshua the Lamb. It is the word of Yah that saves us. It is the word of Yah that delivers us. It is the word of Yah that makes us alive. It is the word of Yah that gives us tikvah hope. It is the word of Yah that brings about His promises. And that's what Yahshua is. He is the word. Listen. The saying was, in the beginning with Yah. So His word, Yah, the word, He is the word, was the beginning or in the beginning with Yah. Well, what is Yahweh's beginning? There is no beginning. So the word is always Yahweh. And in the beginning, and the word was, and the same was in the beginning with Yah. Clarifying verse 1. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And He made all things as He spoke unto life in seeds that yielded forth seeds after His kind. As He brought forth man out of the dust of the earth. And He breathed the power of His breath, a living, sustaining Torah in Him. That He will walk in the strength and the power, the direction of Yah. You understand that is what Yahshua has come to do. To revive the word that Yah has placed in Israel. To cause it to be a lively stone in us. A lively foundation. A lively mountain. That we can ascend to the top in Yahshua, and we can overlook the trials and the floods of tribulations that are coming upon the nations of the world. For the rebellious, the rejecting of Torah, the defiance of Torah. No nation is going into the kingdom as a nation, rejecting His Torah. When you reject Torah, you reject Yahshua. You cannot have the power of Torah and reject Yahshua. So the word of Yah does not change. The word of Yah has not changed. Yahshua came, the power of this living word, to give us assurance of the life of this word. To give us assurance of the life of Torah. For He is the fulfillment of the power of the Torah of Almighty Yah. In Him, in Yah, in Him was life. In Yah is life. Well, what is the life? His word. And Yahshua is the word of Yah. And in that word of Yah we find life. Yahshua. Yahshua is the life of salvation. Yahshua is the hope of salvation. Yahshua is the assurance of salvation. So in Him was life. Well, what is life? It is word. It is the word of Yah. Brothers and sisters, we can never find life outside of the word of Yah. You're not going to find it in some kind of religious ordination or religious traditions. It is in the word. And you will know you're walking in the power of His Emat, His truth, when you are in Yahshua HaMashiach. And if you're not in Yahshua, you are plodding along in traditions of men in obscurity. Your mind cannot fathom the power of this truth. And so you're always dismal, with doubt, without assurance and understanding. That's why He gave us a living word to assure of us His might and His power. There is no beginning without Yah. There is no beginning without Yah. And in Yah was life. In Yah is life, because Yahshua is the word of Yah, and he is the life of Yahweh. That's why when he breathed into man, he became a living nefesh. I know we use the expression soul, but the word nefesh indicates the completion or the complexity of man. It is not some hidden dimension, but the nefesh is the full dimension of man. What we see, what we don't see, what we don't understand, we see that. He did not make us partial. He made a clay being, and he put life. He breathed. He breathed a source of life, and there is no source of life but the living word of Yah. We're not going to find it through the prism of Christendom or the doctrines of Easternized religions. It's not going to come that way. It must come through the life of the prism of Yah, and that is Yahshua. That is Yahshua. So there was no second person sitting beside Yah. It was the living power of his Torah that governs his kingdom and governed him. If we knew when the beginning was with him, could we count it? Could we trace it in our minds? Can any of us trace 200 years? We cannot even trace 10 days back. So there is no beginning of truth. And truth has, it is the only true consonant. The only true consonant. It is unchangeable. It is everlasting. That's why Yahshua did not come to establish a way of Christendom. That is a lie. From the belly of this religious whore, the Catholic dominant power, that is a lie from hell. It is an obscurity of what we call Zionism or Judaism to obscure the picture of his HaMashiach. He came to establish the power of living truth, of the living truth. It's what Yahshua came. And if we do not have the power of that living truth, we are out of the way of Yah. And if we are out of the way of Yah, we are despondent. We are broken. There is no life in us. We have no assurance. We are full of doubts. We are full of compromising. We have nothing that is steadfast that gives us assurance to wait for the promise. So that's why we break down in the midst of some of the most juvenile trials. That's why we run away from Yah in the midst of some of the most elementary teachings. Because this prism of our mind cannot comprehend what Yah says. We are trying to let the course of this knowledge of His truth go through this prism that has been established by the powers of hell to delete any reference of Yah, His HaMashiach, Yahshua. To eradicate the very person of Yahshua, that this prism of our mind dictates to us according to the mythology in the form that we have learned in error. That's why Shaul had to go and cleanse himself out. He had to be cleansed out. And that's why we must be cleansed. Oh, we are not all yet cleaned. That has more than one implication for the preparation of a certain activity in Yah. We have to cleanse ourselves from this filth, brothers and sisters, that has caused us to error, caused us to walk in disobedience, caused us to walk in defiance of Yah. When we have a living word in us, Yahshua is the living word. He did not disobey the Abba. He did not sin. When a man has a living Torah in him, he will not sin. He will not walk contrary to Yah. And so what we have been taught, even as Shaul, even as Kephar, Timotheah, as they dealt with the sin factor and Yaakov among Israel, that was not some permissive will of Yah. It was not something permissive for us to sin. That's why he gave us a living strength that abides in us. Not that we have to go and look on the stones or the tables. It abides in us. It dwells in us. And the Ruach of Yah is the power. It is the power. It is the power, not third person, but the power of the living truth of Yah. It brings it alive. It makes it lively. We don't serve some deity, we serve one. Yah is Ikad. And because we're trying to register this through a prism of our own ignorance and lack of understanding, then we become very disenfranchised with those that would tell us the truth. He is Ikad. One. Hallelujah. He is one. And so was in the beginning with Yah. His words were steadfast. His word is never going to change. His word is Him. And the power of that word, which is light, and Yahshua is light, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend or perceive that this was Yah talking. Now, the reason we cannot perceive that Yah is talking to us, because there is no illumination of the light of Yahshua. Our minds, as Dawid said, my mother in the midst of sin, she conceived me. And in iniquity, in a life that was Torah-less, there was no power of Torah, was my mind shapen. Do we not realize that our minds have been shapen by a Torah-less kind of mind indoctrination? Our minds have not been shapen by a life of Torah understanding and Torah life and Torah power in the light of Yahshua. Our minds were not shaped in that way. I can testify that mine was not. Now we have a chance with our little ones that their minds can be shaped in the light of the Torah. In the power of this truth of Yahshua. That's why that scripture as Solomon, the instructions, you train a child up in the way it should go, in Torah. If you train them any other way, then they will go out of the realm of Torah. So they must be trained in the way of Torah. That is why the enemy has done all he could to move the power of this light. And Torah is light. Torah is light. It is not darkness. Because the light of Torah reveals the darkness of our own love. It shows us what is inappropriate before Yah, doesn't it? It shows us things in us that are not pleasing before Yah, does it not? So that is what the Torah is. If Yah show the living power and the light of this Torah, the light of the Torah, He shines into our darkened minds and our darkened levim, and it reveals unto us what things that are not appropriate before Yah. Hallelujah. That's why we must have a living word today. It has to be, brothers and sisters. I don't care how it sounds. It doesn't has to be spoken with a form of eloquency. To hell with that. It must be delivered by the life that is in our bosom. It must be delivered by the witness of Yahshua. Yahshua must be real in us. It cannot be this form of this mythical form of religious practice. But Yahshua must be real, and the power of that light must be real in us. So the light has shined into darkness. And so the light of His Torah shine. Now we that have darkened minds, we will not comprehend that this is Yah speaking to us. If we do not comprehend that it is Yah speaking to us, then we will continue in the ways of carnality and flesh. We will not operate in the things of the Ruach, that are of life, that will convey unto a dying world the living power of Torah. You cannot compromise with the things of Yah. You cannot compromise Yahshua. You cannot compromise the Mitzvah, the commands of Yah. You cannot do that. And we find ourselves doing that, then we're not in the way of truth. We're walking in falsehood. That's just the truth. We're not walking in light. When we're walking in darkness, we don't comprehend the severity. It is a severe thing. It is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living Abba. Do you understand that? It is not a thing of pleasure, but it is a terrible thing to fall into His hand. It is. And we have fallen into the hands of Yah, Israel. And so our prayer, correct us, Yah. Show us the way plainly. And that is what must be revealed unto us, brothers and sisters. The way of Yah must be revealed. It cannot be scrutinized by a prism of religious dictates that we have learned in our own rebelliousness and our sinful practices. Not any of us have been rebellious, have we not? Not any of us have been rebellious. There's not been rebelliousness among us. So we know that when we're walking in rebelliousness, we're walking in the form of witchcraft. And so we know that there's a witchcraft power that dominates in us when we walk in rebelliousness. You rebel against Yah, you're walking in witchcraft. And it takes something to rid one's mind of that demonic power. Come on, Israel. I'm not here to give us fantasy or to fantasize us with some kind of emotional tirades. I'm here to show us the way plainly. We must walk in the way plainly. And Yahshua is the light of the way. That's why when he came, he said, now here's the light, follow the light. If you're walking in the midst of a dark world, you need light, don't you? There's something like a beacon of light. He's more than a beacon of light. He's the fullness of light. He's the fullness of the brilliancy of Yah. How do I know? When Yah said, let there be light, there was light. Is there light out there? That's light, isn't it? You know something about this artificial stuff? I can't see. If I go outside, I can read. Things that I cannot read inside, I take it outside and it's easy for my eyes to see. But if I'm inside, I cannot read it. I don't need no reading glasses or anything like that. I can literally see it. And that is what the light of Yahshua is. It reveals unto us. It lets us see the hidden dark things that are in Israel. And what that does, it shows us that we are not in the way. And then we need to get back to the way. Hallelujah. That's what we need to get back to, the way of the ancients. We need to get back to the way Yahshua uttered as he understood his time was near. He says in Yochanan 14:1, I began this some time ago and I'm going to finish this today. And I hope the will of Yah that I can do it in some kind of mythology that is simple and easy to understand, that we will comprehend. I said to the brothers as we were in the midst of Hag Masvah, as the brothers were preaching and teaching, exalting, expressing the word of Yah, it was paramount that on Wednesday night we had a brother that he spoke, Brother Dale, and the truth was so simple. It was not with many dictates of Hebraic expressions, but it was a simple, mellow truth that tied the previous days in, that connect to the latter days of the gathering. That is the truth. Brothers and sisters, it was a message of comforting. It was a message that was to me. It was, when a man is spiritual, he judges all things. We must be spiritual to discern when Yah speaks to us. We have to. We are a dismal people, brothers and sisters. And if there's no living word in the midst of us, then we're all going to be lost. And that is the truth. Scripture says, as Yahshua realized that his time was near to fulfill the commands of Yah. And those that were in his midst, his shulishiams, his apostles, you could sense the timid nature, the fear that had begun to rise in them. They had seen the mighty miracles, the great signs of Yah, and they knew, and even those witnessed among him, that no man can do this unless Yah, or the mighty creator, is with him. You cannot do the works of Yah unless he's with you. And the way he is with you in the power of his living truth, it is his word that saves us. And Yahshua is the word of Yah that saves us. He is our Hamashiach. He is our hope. He is our promise. He is the comfort that we need. You're not going to find it any other way. You can understand the letters of the Torah, but they have no power, because we see that with Moshe. Hallelujah. Until we get the living power of this Torah, then we have strength and power to overcome the wicked one. Yahshua says unto them in Yochanan 14:1, he says, first of all, let not your lamb, let not your mind, your being, be akha, be distressed. Don't let it be trouble. Don't let it be sava. Don't let it be distress. Do not allow your mind to be distressed. Don't allow that, brothers and sisters. In the midst of this time when it seems as though that Yah may have forsaken us, he has not forsaken us. So don't allow your mind to be distressed. Don't allow it to be perplexed. He said, let not. You don't have to allow that spirit to perplex you and to stress you. He said, let not your mind be sorrow, distress. He said, you believe in Yah, you also believe in me. If you believe in Yah, you believe that I'm the living word of Yah, I'm the light of Yah, then you believe in me. For my witness is not me, it's him. He witness of the Abba, brothers and sisters. He witness of the Most High, the Mighty One. So if you believe in Yah, you know that I'm from Him. I have not taken anything from Him because I am with Him. I do not oppose Him because we are Ikat, the Word and the Abba. They are is one. No two. We cannot allow this prism of our carnal religious mind to bring understanding of the dictates of Yah. That's why He did not leave us comfortless. He's given unto us the Ruach, His power. He did not leave us comfortless, because we would be a miserable mess if we didn't have that. So don't allow your mind to be distressed and to be disturbed by the matters. He said, in my Abba's house are many chambers and mansions. And if these things were not so, I would not tell you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to make sure of the certainty of the place that it is prepared for you. I do that. He says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. He says, and where I go, the way, the derekah, the way, the path, the understanding, the knowledge of this, the way, you yada, you understand, you know the way I go. You know where I go. You understand. I go the way of the Torah. I go the way of the Torah. And the Torah, when a man confessed his sins, his acts against Yah before the Kohen, then there was an offering. So he went the way of the Torah, did he not? He was an offering for Israel. For the whole of Israel. It is one thing, brothers and sisters, I have been ignorant many years of it, that it is one thing that Christendom does. It dumbs us and it makes us ignorant to the truth of Yah. We don't study the word of Yah. We don't look at the simplicity of the truth of Yah. Don't you know that He made us? He understands these little minds of ours. They're not finite. They're only that way when we let the mind, the mind of HaMashiach, rests in us. And we need to let that mind fill the void in our being. That's why we are empty. That's why we are restless. That's why there is no assurance at all with us. The word of Yah gives us assurance. It is a certain truth. It is a constant truth. I don't care what man says with us that believe. It is the only constant in life. It is the truth. And it changed not. It never alters. And it will not alter for any one of us. Yah will not alter His word for any of us. You understand? And then Yahshua says, he says, and where I go, you know, and the derek of the way, you yada, you understand. And then Thomas said to him, he says unto him, Rabbah, Rabbona, Master, we know not where you are going. And how can we know our way of the derek? How can we know the way? How can we understand the way? How do we know the life of this way that you must go? Yahshua had to go the way of the Torah. He had. He bore the sins of Israel and the world in His body. And there had to be an offering for those sins. And that's the way it was. When a man come before the Kohen, he confessed his sins, he made known his sins, and there was an offering that was offered up for his sins yearly at the time of atonement. Yahshua is our atonement. So the way, if they understood Torah, they would have known that he had to go the way of the Torah. He had to go the way of the Torah. Had to be an offering made according to the Torah. And that's the way it is. There must be an offering made according to the Torah. Yah did not give Israel something that would, in a length of time, it would be altered or changed. Because that would nullify the statement that we made, that every word of Yah is pure. Every word. Was Yahshua pure? For He is every word of Yah. Was there sin in Him? No sin. And when we get every word of Yah in us, there shall be no sin among Israel. And only then will we learn how to have the great Ahava of Yah, That's why Yahshua said, the way I've loved you, you love one another. The way that my Abba has loved me, that's how you love one another. We don't have that, do we? Help us, Yah. It's not that we cannot have it. It's because when the light shined, we don't allow the shine, the light to break up the dark fallowness of our hearts. Hallelujah. The light is shining today. We are people that's full of arrogance. We don't want to confess our sins. We don't want to make known our corruptions unto one another. Because we have a sense of arrogance and pride that we don't want others to know that we are walking in this darkness and we are sinful and we're wicked. And that's worse than even being full of pride. Pride go before fall and haughtiness before destruction. And we wonder why we're being destroyed, because we have not allowed the light or the brilliancy of the power of Yahshua to shine in us. So the way we know, and the way is the way of the Torah of Yah. And Yahshua says in verse 6, Yahshua said to Thomas, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Abba by me. Now listen, he said, I am the way. Now that was the only way that Israel could come unto the Abba. It was the way of the Torah. He said, I am the Derek, and it is only by this truth, I am the revealed power of the Imat of Yah, that you can even come unto the Abba. He said, I am the Derek. He said, I am the way. Is the word of Yah written for us to show us the way? Is it written to show us how to please Him? Is it written to show us how to love each other? Is it written to show us how to confess our sins? Is it written to show us how to get forgiveness of our sins? Is it written to show us how to walk in the light of the truth? Was Yahshua not the living word of Yah? He said, I am the Derek, I am the way. The word of Yah is the way. It is because of the prism of this religious mind of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They have tried to internalize things according to their educational experience. And their own sin factor had not been eradicated. They had not dealt with their own sins. And that's why the Kohen, the Levites, to take offerings, and they were like pigs. They were not shepherds that watch over the people of Yah. They were doing things that were wicked. They were just corrupt men. We saw with Eli, with Hophni and Phinehas, how they were, adulterating with the daughters of Israel like men do today. How they were taking liberties of promiscuity and every kind of vow thing were done. And so if a mind is that way, then there is an obscuring of the Torah of Yah. So the life and the power of the Torah of Yah had to come through a Torah living mind. And Yahshua is the Torah living mind of Yah. He is the mind of Yah. He is the mind of Yah. The power of this Torah reveal unto Israel that we will have no excuse. So he said, I am the Derek. I am the Derek. I am the way. I am the path. I am the way to Yah. I am the course that brings us to Yah. And you know why? Because you know me. I am the living word. And we must understand that there is no other way. We try to find ways, do we not? Brothers and sisters, in our own vile, evil ways, we try to find ways to justify that. We find ways to make ourselves right, not according to the way. We must go to the word of Yah for cleansing. For cleansing. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner. And we purify our minds, all you wicked and evil ones. Well, how does a young man cleanse himself? How does a daughter of Tizan cleanse herself? By taking heed, by taking knowledge, by taking yada to the word of Yah. That is the only way you cleanse yourself. You must take heed to the word of Yah. And once we find ourselves in this putrefied cauldron of wickedness, we don't take heed to the word of Yah. We take heed to our own thoughts and our own mind, do we not? Well, when that mind operates outside of the parameter of the Torah of Yah, you know it's not the mind of Yahshua. The mind of Yahshua operating within the parameter of the Torah of Yah.
And so anything we do outside of the parameter of the Torah of Yah, then we operate in a sensual mind of carnality. And that mind is enmity, diametrically opposed to Yah. And that's why we can't see any fruit or the power of fruition in our lives, because we operate in a mindset that is diabolically evil and wicked. When you oppose Yah, you know that's an evil mind. Come on, brothers and sisters. Did Shaitan oppose Yah? Was his mind evil? Was there a Torah for Shaitan? Sure was. Did he oppose Yah? Was that a sadistic evil mind? When you oppose Yah, you operating in the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Shaitan. That's an evil mind then. Hallelujah. It's amazing how everything is meant for someone else, but it's never meant for me. I want Yah to mean that for me, because above all things, I want to be saved. I know that my life doesn't have as much as it has to go. I want to be right. I don't want nothing falsified talk to me. I want truth. I want correction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Yahshua, the word of Yah, is the way. It is the way. Well, how? Well, what do you base that upon, preacher? Well, I want to speak a few things to us. It is a word in the book of wisdom in the Apocrypha. It says in wisdom, it says, we took our feel of the path of lawlessness and destruction. Can I have any to attest to that? That they took their path of lawlessness and destruction. I know I did. I've seen you on that path of lawlessness. There was no Torah of life in us. And we were destroying ourselves. We took the path of lawlessness and destruction, and we journeyed through the trackless desert. Dark places, our minds were darkened, our thoughts, we had no comfort in those dry places. We looked for water and everything, but there was no life in the water. We looked for it in our frivolity, in our reckless lifestyles, but there was no water at all. You don't find water in the desert. And so we trekked through the deserts, lawless. We were destructive. Why? Because the way of Yahweh, we did not know, we have not known. We did not know the way of Yah. So we trekked through places of death, lawlessness. We looked for a cool glass of water from the Sadiq man, and he had none, because he was not walking in the Sadiq or the righteous Torah of Yah. And we have coursed that path. And on that path, you cannot find the way of Yah. You cannot. It begins with his Mishpatim, the judgments of Yah. And he must judge you. He has to judge us, brothers and sisters. Why? To correct us, to get us in shape, to get us prepared for the way. We got a ways to go, don't we? Hallelujah. We got a ways to go. That was part of the colloquial dialect of old folks. We got a ways to go. You understood what that meant. You got a long way to go. They can use that expression in all forms of life, regardless to what it dealt with. They can say, you got a ways to go, honey. We got a ways to go. That means they got a distance to travel. You got a long way to travel in order to produce the kind of maturity that is necessary for maturation in your life. They will look at a plan and say, this got a ways to go. Well, this got a ways to go before it does. So we have a way. We have a way to go that we don't know the way. And the only way we're going to know the way, it must be a living word in us. And the word brings light. And so when you go down a path that doesn't lead us to the bosom of Yah, you say, this is not the way. For that path leads to destruction. It leads to a life that is lawlessness. And any life is lawlessness when there is no power of Mishra, a government, to instruct that life or the form of a life that is presented from the one that has power to give life. His word gives life. Yahshua, is he not the word of Yah? Does he not give us life? So why not listen to him? It's crazy not to listen to him. So that's what the word of Yah does. It brings light. What is the light? Yahshua. We need Yeshua. You're not going to make it without Yeshua. You must have Yeshua. You must have the living word of Yah, the light of His truth. You need Yeshua. Without Him, we're walking through lawless paths of destruction. And that's how we're walking. Our feet are not shod with this message of His shalom. That's why there's no shalom in the midst of Israel. Elder Wyman gave us a profound truth of the Prince of Shalom. The word of Yah is what brings shalom to Israel. It is the wisdom, it is His word that is revealed unto us, if I may use this expression. It is the practical application in the spiritual realm of the power of the truth of Yah. It brings about the experience that we need with the Abba. Yeshua is the only one that can assure us of that experience, because He is the living word of Yah. No other way. Hallelujah. We can't get that any other way. And we're trying to find it other ways, and it's not producing anything. Twisted minds and a scent that is not a savoring smell. It's one that is full of stench. How many of you wives want to meet your husband in the evening not smelling pleasant? I know I don't want my wife to smell unpleasant. You understand? If this is a joyous time with him, don't you want to smell pleasant? Come on, daughters of Tizan. Something is wrong if you don't. I know I want to smell that way for the bridegroom. I want to have a savoring smell that he delights in. Hallelujah. Then he may ask you, what is that you got on? Yeshua asks us, what is that you got on? The garment of praises. There's a Sadiq garment of Sadiqa. Hallelujah. Hands that are cleansed without blood. Look, Yeshua, no blood, no sin. And in order for us to develop that kind of mind, we must get in the way of the Torah. You're not going to have that mind outside of the way of the Torah. Yeshua says, I am the way. He says, I am the derech. I am the path that leads to Yah. You're not going to come to Yah without the word. You can find all kinds of gods that are philosophized by your own internal perceptions or ideas, but it is not the Most High. You can create your gods by your own, quote, intellectual capacity, unquote. But that is not the Most High, the Creator of all things. That it is a created knowledge, if you want to call it that, or a created strength that you and only you have, because your God is different than your neighbor's God. The same Abba that passed over the houses of the Israelites during the time of the memorial that we have celebrated, He is the same Abba that passed over the houses of Mizraim and brought death. So He has not changed. And He changed not. The word of Yah will never change. It's not going to change because of times that we must change it to deal with society. No, society in its wickedness and its depravity will change its ways and its standards that are not based upon some Torah sensibility, and they will do every kind of vile, evil thing. Not that the Torah is going to be reduced to comply or to be complicit with this wicked, corrupt, vile nation like America or any other nation. Yah's not going to do that. If He does that, then the power, the purpose of Yeshua is a vain thing, it's an empty thing. Throw it away. Throw the scripture away and just begin to walk in your own light. It's not going to happen that way. And so we, as the people of Yah, we have taken the path of lawlessness and destruction because we did not know the derech, the way of Yah. We did not know the way of Yahweh. We can boast and say, I knew. We are hypocritical. Because when you're walking in the way where the light shines in the path as a noonday sun, then you can see the way. Was that not the way that Yeshua shone forth unto Shaul at noonday? A light that was more brilliant than the radiance of the sun shone forth that it blinded the man? You look at the sun, at least you can look at that for a few seconds at the height and the zenith of its apex. It will not blind you, but it blinded the man. And that's what the word of Yah will do. The living word of Yah will blind you from you. You will not see you. You will see Yeshua. You will see the tikvah, the hope of Yah, and the light of His truth, Yeshua, because He is the way. No other way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Solomon makes a profound statement in Mishlei 21:16. This is what has happened to Yisrael. And we, Yisrael, we had wandered out into the Baptist way, the mythology, the Pentecostal, the Presbyterian, the black way, the white way, the Jewish way. But look at Solomon with a profound utterance from his bosom. He says in Mishlei, Proverbs 21:16, he says, the man that wanders out of, listen now, the way. Did not Yehuda Iscariot wander out of the way? Did he sold Yeshua for 30 pieces of silver? Did not Kephar wander out of the way? Did not all the Shulishims wander out of the way? That Yeshua had to come and restore them back to the way? Have we not all wandered out of the way? Have we not all done things our way? Have we not perceptionalized things and done them our way? We have not done them the way of the Torah. We sin against our brother. The Torah teaches us how to get it right. We don't do it that way. We go our own way in our own stubbornness. That is so wicked. And our own foulness. Hallelujah. We say we are forgiven, but we really have not forgiven. That's the sense about forgiven. You know what it is? It brings about this comfort of assurance. And it brings about repentance and the one that has been forgiven. When Yahshua forgiven you, does it bring about repentance? Do you not cry? And so when you forgive your brother or sister, you say to them, I forgive you, then there's a great sense of assurance there. We are so hypocritical. We are such hypocrisy. It's a falsehood. The world has taught us well, hasn't it? Come on here, Yisrael. You're not dealing with some charlatan or some shafter. The world has taught you well, hasn't it? You train your mind to listen to what the world says, but we don't listen to what Yah says. The man that wanders out of the way, out of the derek of understanding, the man that walks out of the way of shokal, of understanding, shall remain in the congregation of the living or the dead. Shall remain, but remain. So we understand why there's no life in us or the living power of the word of Yah, because we have wandered out of the way of the shakol, the understanding of Yah, whereby we know what the Torah teaches us and instructs us to do. So you will find those remaining among the congregation of the dead. They look dead. You never looked at one and say, boy, he certainly looks dead, or she looks dead. Come on, brothers and sisters, don't be hypocrites with me. Hallelujah. Do we have enough integrity to be honest with ourselves? That's our problem. We want to soft-coat things and make them appeasing to others. We must speak what the truth says. Hallelujah. Prophesy unto me smooth things, preacher. We were fishing other day, and I hang up my fishing gear for now. I will leave that to the brothers, Brother Jane, Brother Dale, Brother Josh Horn, they're fishermen. And as we began to head home, we stopped in the store, and I began to conversate with this man. He began to boast that he is a worshipful master. I say, you tell me not. He says to me, you go to church. I said, don't mess with them places. He said, you haven't missed anything. No, I don't blame you. Listen. And the reason I was talking like that is not that I was talking. He was doing all the talking. Because he was telling me that he had to curse out his pastor at the whorehouse he was in. I said, what made you do that? Well, you got to teach the people knowledge and understanding. And the man wasn't doing that. He said to me, my friend, we've had preachers that were whoremongers. I said, you say not. We've had drug addicts among us as pastors of that assembly. I can see why he was in the mess he was in. Do y'all hear me? He said, we've had some of the vilest men there you can imagine. And some were good teachers too. That's the way he said it. I say, you say not. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, I'm a worshipful master. I say, huh? We got a little book like that. I said, well, that little book, does that thing override that thing y'all call the Bible? Well, no. The Bible is over that. It works in conjunction one with the other. Well, Yahshua works in conjunction with the Torah because he is not opposed to the Torah. He is the Torah of Yah. He is the Word of Yah. He is the standards of Yahweh. And I looked at this man. He looked dead. I wanted to say to him, I got a brother your age. His name is Elder Martin. If you saw him, you would be ashamed of the way you look. He looked like he was dead. No life. The words that he uttered, there was no life in it. So when they are the people that wander, or you go out of the way, you know it's right, and you began to retreat from that way. Well, I tell you what, come on, Brother Dave. Come on, you brother. Let's go this way. Let them go that way. But the light is shut. That's all right. I got a shortcut. There is no shortcut to Yah. If you come any other way but by Yahshua, then you're a thief and a robber. You're a wicked one. You're not coming any other way. And Yahshua's the Torah. You're not coming to Yah by some damnable Christendom or Islam or Buddhism or Hinduism or Judaism. You're coming by Yahshua. There's no other way you're going to come to him. No other way. So those that have wandered out of the way, and we do wander out of the way, don't we? We look full of death. What's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. No, you're just full of death, my sister. You look like you're dead. Come on, my brother. You look like you're a dead man. You look like you've been plucked up from the roots. You have no hava, no love of Yah in you. We better get real with Yah. And began to scrutinize ourselves by the mirror of the living words. We don't like what it reflects unto us. That's why we get upset. We get mad. We get perturbed when someone calls this mirror to shine in front of us. Hallelujah. For this word will strip you and make you naked as they come. There's nothing more despicable than a naked thing. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so you see yourself, you see every flaw, everything that you need to work on. Hallelujah. 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 And so he strips us by the word of Yah. He takes off the filthy garments because he's trying to put us on clean clothing. Brothers and sisters, that's what Yah is trying to do. He's trying to put us on clean clothing. And what he sends the ruach of his ruach hakodash to correct us. Even Shaul says, even Solomon says in Mishlei 15:10, he says, correction is grievous to him that forsake the way. When you walk out of the way, you get upset with correction. When you're not in the way, when someone speaks the musha of Yah to you, you get perturbed, you get angry. So when one hears correction that is out of the way of Almighty Yah, it's grievous, they get upset. And he that hates the correction and the reproof shall die. Is that what the Torah does? Does it correct our ways? That's what Yahshua come to do, brothers and sisters. He came to correct us. Don't let nobody tell you he came to give you a mansion down here. He came to correct us. We are children, are we not? And we left to ourselves, we make a mess of things, do we not? We will make a poo-poo of anything. We will make a poo-poo of anything. And we have brought shame upon Yah because we do not want the Musha, the correction, the instruction of Almighty Yah. Is he higher than us? Is his thoughts higher than us? Then why not receive the thoughts of Yah by the living power of Yahshua? Would they not bring us up higher? Would they not pull us out of the gutter of wickedness and sin? We get this mind, it pulls us up, brothers and sisters. It lifts us up high. That's why Yahshua said, you don't take my life, I lay it down. No disease take our life, we lay it down. We said, we're ready to go. Shaul said, I desire to be in the presence of Yah. I'm willing to leave and to go with him. But for you, it's most expedient that I be around just a little bit for a while. That these foundational truths may be established. Hallelujah. Above all things, I want to see the power of his truth established here. If he removes me next week, I want to make sure that his truth is established among Israel here in this small setting, in this small assembly. I want that. You get the seed in the ground right there. They'll come up. I said to Brother Allen, how many rows of corn did you plant? He said, oh, I don't know, Pastor, 50, 60. I'm thinking, wow. Ooh. Well, I know we got to get out there and hit it. It's tough picking corn when it's hot and it's sticky. But it's a wonderful thing to have faithful brothers walking alongside of you picking it. That makes it much easier. And of course, Pastor Roberts is out there. Does he fuss? Well, certainly he does. Pick it up, brothers. That's just him. Hallelujah. Well, you're trying to belittle the brothers. No, I'm trying to pull them up. Come on, let's get it done. The more you do, the easier make it on him. And the more he does, the easier he makes it on you. And the more you do, the easier makes it on him. And the more he does, it makes it easy on you. And the more I does, it makes it easy on him. And the more he does, it makes it easy on me. Truth. That's the mindset. Did Joshua do it all? Did he make it easier for us? Joshua did it all, didn't he? Answer, made it easier. Hallelujah. It's nothing like going sisters and one that you were supposed to be working with have gone to the job. Will you get that? You finish? Oh, yeah, I'm finishing on this. Okay. All right. Okay. Hallelujah. So did it make it easy on you? So the works are finished. Joshua made it easier for us. Hallelujah. He made it easy for me. That's why he says that his burden is light and his yoke is easy. He's made it easy for us. It's not a difficult thing. It's only when we go out of the way, brothers and sisters, it becomes hard because we began to walk in transgression. Let me give us a plain analogy of the way, the derek of Yah, the course that we should follow, the manner of life we should live, how we should conduct ourselves, our attitudes. It says in Deuteronomy 8:1. In Deuteronomy 8:1, this is the way, this constitutes the way of Yah, his direction, his course for our lives. Do not parents try to establish a course in the lives of the children that they can walk on to make things easier for them? It was one thing that I would hear from my grandmother down to her daughter, that they tried to make things easier for their daughter or their child, and their child tried to make it easier for their child. And so we have seen the only begotten Son of Yah. He has made it easier for we that are the firstborn are the begotten of the bosom of Yah. That's what he has done. So it's given us a lively power of wisdom and understanding of the Torah. Moshe speaking unto Israel by the very Phoebe or the Phoebe or the words of the Dabar, the words that came out of the mouth of Yah. There was no intermediary. They came out of Yah's mouth unto Moshe. It says in Deuteronomy 8:1, all the mitzvah which I command you this day shall you shema, you shall observe, you shall protect them to do, that you may live. Now, if Yah commands us, Yahshua says unto us, he said, if you say you love me, keep not my commandments, you have not the truth in you, you're a liar. So Yah says, all the mitzvah, the commandments I give you, this day shall you observe them, shema, you protect them, you guard them. For what reason? That you may live. And that's what the mitzvah of Yah will do. It will cause you to live. That's why Yahshua could not destroy the Torah. For if he destroyed the Torah, he would destroy the witness of Yah. And he is the only true witness of Yah. He cannot destroy the mitzvah. How could he destroy this? How could he destroy the Shabbat? How could he destroy his name? Come on, brothers and sisters. You don't even have to be a theologian to realize and see the line in the renewed covenant and the old covenant and see how that is contradictory to each other. He did not destroy this. He says, well, is not Yahshua the life too? Is there not life in the Torah? Is not Yahshua the living Torah? Do we not find life in Yahshua? He says he is the derek, the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We will deal with the other two aspects. I want to deal with the derek, the course, the government, the form, our lives, how it should be patterned. He said, and you will live and you will multiply. He's coming for a sparingly crop of fruit. Is he not? Or an abundant one? He's coming for an abundant fruit, brothers and sisters. He wants us to multiply and to be fruitful. There's nothing like in the midst having one that you can say that she is so sweet. She loves. She's such a beautiful sister. Oh, he's such a brother. The brother, he loves. Man, look at that brother. Isn't that wonderful? I love to say that. People get offended when you exalt others. I was exalting Elder Bynum to one. Well, you can do it. Not lies like hell. I cannot do it. I have no problem with one being more excellent than me. I'm not that shallow. I'm not that immature. I have no problem. I have no problem. I have none. Because I know that there's an added dimension to my life. Well, I take advantage of it. I use it. To abuse, no, just take advantage of it. Hallelujah. I use that. There's those that have the ability to give and they know how to give. They have a heart of giving. Come on. Do you abuse that? No. No. Hallelujah. He said, you will multiply, there will be fruit, and you will go and possess the land which Yah swore to you, Avata. And we must possess the kingdom. The kingdom is ours. We will sing the song, if I live right, heaven belongs to me. Oh, if I live right. Well, if we live right, then the kingdom belongs to us. If I talk right, heaven belongs to me. Oh, if I walk right. Well, if we walk right, according to what? According to the derech of the Torah, then the kingdom is ours. If we live right, according to what standards? The Torah, then the kingdom belongs to us. If we sing right, what? The songs of Moshe, according to the Torah, then the kingdom is ours. The message of truth is so simple. That's why I like it when it's simple. I like simple truth. Hallelujah. I like it when it's simple and plain. That even the wayfarer man, even his ears say, ah, that is truth. Hallelujah. He says in verse 2, and you shall remember all the way. Listen now. We shall remember all the way, specific the way, which Yah Yo'abah led you these 40 years in the wilderness. What? Now we must remember these ways, says that. You understand the Torah teaches us, it teaches us to be humble, to be meek, without fight. Because Yahweh fights our battles, right? Vengeance is mine, says Yah. It teaches us to be humble and to prove you. It will prove whether you are real or you're false. It will show you what's in you. That's what the Torah does. That's what the Torah does. It humbles you. It proves us. The way will prove you. So that's why he had to take them that way. Did he take them that way to give them the Torah? Was the Torah delivered unto them? Sure it was, brothers and sisters. The Torah was delivered unto them to humble them, to prove you, and to know what is in your left. Does the Torah show you what's in your left? It shows us what's in us, my friends. And then it shows us the remedy of getting it out. Bless y'all for that. Whether you would keep his mitzvah or not. And that's what the Torah teaches, whether we're going to obey the mitzvah, the commands of Yah. Something is twisted. When we look at these simple mitzvah, the commands of Yah, and say that some are relevant and some are irrelevant. That is not the truth, brothers and sisters. That is not the truth. You're traveling down the way on the highway, you may go through a community and say speed limit 35. Speed limit 45. Well, in the 35 speed limit, you cannot do 55. As a 35, you cannot do 45. There's a reason for that. 65, 75. That's what it says. And there are some places, it was at times, in Wyoming places, you do whatever you feel free doing. So we must, as a people, there must be a mishra, a government to govern us. It has to be. On jobs, are we not governed? What time you must come, what time you leave, right? Is not our day governed? It's governed by time, isn't it? Midday, you could tell that. Dinner time, evening time, and sleep time. Everything about life is governed. With the birds, there's a government. There's a Torah. They sing, and they tweak, and they chirk, and then they eat, and then they find them a resting place for tonight. We find our Shephat, our resting place, in Yahshua. What? That's the comfort of the living Torah. That's where we find it. We find our rest in the Torah of Yah. So he has brought us this way, brothers and sisters, to make us humble, that we will not fight. Isn't it something how we will fight? Well, I know I said that, but I don't believe it. It means that. No, it means that. You ever found yourself in that predicament? Come on, brothers and sisters. And to humble one is to be meek. It is to have no resistance against Yah. You're not against Him, but you're for Him. And that's what Yah wants. So the Torah almost, Yahshua always shows us what's in us. And they show us what is in our lev, in our levim. And He humbled you. And Yah suffered you to hunger. Ah, there's a famine in the land. It is not for the eating of bread, because we as a nation, I'm not going to stop talking like this. We are a grotesque, fat nation of greed, sumptuous living, cannot have enough. He says, suffer you, I permitted you to hunger, and I fed you with manna, with bread. That even which you knew not, did we know Yeshua when He came into, we didn't know Him. He fed us with the manna that those before us didn't even know. He brought them out. They didn't know that that was the living words that came from Hashemayim. Did not Yahshua, the word of Yah, come from the heavens above? They didn't know that it was the living word of Yah. Everything they needed was in that bread. The sweetness of Yah, the fullness of Yah, the comfort of Yah. It was sweet like a coriander seed. It had everything that they needed. All that I need is in Yahshua. He satisfied. Joy He supplieth. Life would be worthless without Him. All things in the Torah I find. Life and peace, joy and contentment. Everything we need, everything they needed was in that manna. Hallelujah. That's why I had not been fed to people before. Who has taste? Oh, taste Yah and see how sweet He is. Who has tasted Him the way we've tasted Him? Come on, Israel. I think that our minds are so locked and boggled down with darkness. We can't see the beauty and taste the sweetness of Yahshua. We cannot. And it's sad for us. It's sad. It's nothing like. Listen, I love, and I will tell you, I love nectarines. And I can eat them. I can eat 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row. And I like them to be somewhat firm. But sweet. I don't like the tartness. I like for them to be sweets. And I love nectarines. And when I eat one that's that way, I'm thinking they're all of that way. And so I find one that is a little tardy, but I say, but that's all right. It has a uniqueness, and I can buy that. I can eat this. And so I go find another one. And that one may be a little mushy inside. I say, but that's all right. I like the flavor. It works. So we began to taste this living truth. We will find how sweet it is to us. How beautiful it is and how pleasant it is for our inward parts. And how what life it brings to us. But we got to stop eating the putrefied trash. We got to eat this. We got to eat the living word of Yah. This is what we must eat. And when we began to do that, we will find the health of Yah. So He humbled us. He suffered us to hunger. He fed us with manna, which we knew not, which we knew not. Neither did our Avat know, that He might make us or make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah does man live. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah. Was it a word or the Word? It is the Word. Was not Yahshua the way? He is the way. Was He not the living word of Yah? We must live by every living word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah. Think not I've come to destroy the Torah of the Nabis. He said what Moshe has said. I did not come to destroy it. But I come to give you the power of the life of the Hide. The Hayah. The Hayah. The life of this truth. That will satisfy your belly. It's one thing, brothers and sisters. You're not going to have any life. You're not going to have any fruit without the light shining in you. You got to let the light shine. All those corn seeds that Brother Allen planted, it will not maturate. It will not rot in the soil unless there's life. And Brother Patrick gave us an analogy how the light shines down to the soil and begins to break it down. It dies into a mushy mess. And all of a sudden it began to rise out of the ground. Stalks and little ear and little stalks of corn. So we got to die to ourselves. We must impel all the filthiness of the flesh in the ruah, in the fear, the yare. Yeah, the yare, the psychological fear of Yah. Just know he's, you're not getting by. Hallelujah, in the fear of Yah, in the reverence of Yah. We must do that, brothers and sisters. We have to. If we don't do that, then we're not going to be fruitful. And we're not going to dwell in the kingdom. He's coming for an abundant. All that corn, it may be hot, it may be a taxing job, but I'm looking for the abundance of it. I don't want one or two ears on each stalk. I want corn. Hallelujah. I love corn. I like to eat it off the cob where it's stewed. Give me some corn with okra and tomato, fried chicken too. Love corn. Hallelujah. And so it will not be a displeasure to me to go pick it. No, sir. Rise up early in the morning. I will rejoice in that. How much we got a truckload? I tell you what, let's go take this off. Come back and get another truckload. I'll rejoice in that. That's a great delight. Rejoice in that. And again, just rejoice. In the tough of Yah. Hallelujah. So my brothers and my sisters, we cannot live by just one aspect of what the Torah says. We must live by the totality of the Torah of Yah, by every word of Yah. And Yahshua is the fulfillment of every word of Yah that is necessary for us. Is that more to Yah than 3,200 words in the Hebraic language? Of course there is, but that's enough to maintain us until we become like Yahshua. That's enough to keep us busy in this little life. That's enough to keep us working with fear and trembling. Work out our nefesh salvation with fear and trembling before Yah. You got to work out your own soul, your own salvation. But there must be a little fear there. You must tremble a little bit. We've gone out of the way into lawlessness. I don't like walking in lawlessness. Make you sick. Make you uncomfortable. Mind all messed up. No shalom. No prince of shalom. Nothing. You're miserable. You look at everything all miserable looking because it's out of the prism of your misery. So you think everything is that way. And that's why I want to be happy. I want to be happy. Hallelujah. I don't care how I wake up in the morning. Once I sit on my feet, I want to be happy. Hallelujah. Just be happy. There was one that sang that song, Bobby McPherson. Just be happy or something like that. He went. Oh, that song is probably 20 years old. Just be happy. Boy, that's a statement. Just be happy. Why do you do that? Well, just sleep. Hallelujah. That's how you get up and be happy. Just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want the joy of it? Just hallelujah. That's what you do. It's not some kind of pill formula. It's just by every word that he speaks. That's part of the words. Hallelujah. That's how we do it, brothers and sisters. We just leap for the joy of Almighty Yah. And we began to do that. We began to enjoy the beauty of Yah. That's why Yah, brothers, that's why the Ruach of Yah, it is a Ruach of judgment. It brings Mishpatim. And what Yah would do with Yisrael, he will raise up men in the midst of them that will bring pure judgment among them. Now there's a reason that there is no pure judgment among Yisrael today. But look what it says in Shoftim in the book of Judges. And what Yah would do and what happens when you don't hear the Mishpatim of Yah. It says in Judges 2:16, it says, nevertheless, Judges 2:16, nevertheless, Yahweh raised up Shoftim, Judges, which delivered, or the Yashaka, they delivered them out of the hands of those that plundered them. See, that's what Yah has done. He has raised up his Ruach to deliver you out of your own plundering hands. You left to you, you have brought all kind of dismal shamefulness upon you. No, no one else did that, my friend. You did that. Yah's not mocked. Be not deceived. Yah's not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you reap that. You want to say that someone sowed that in your field? No. If I go out to that field and there are juleps coming up or pumpkins, I will say, Brother Alan, corn is supposed to be here. Don't tell me Brother Chris did that. No, sir. He sowed those seeds. Why is there not corn? Did you check the seeds, brother? Well, I checked the seed. I thought it was corn. Now you think it is corn. You're not sure. So what you have sown, that's what you'll reap in. You cannot say it's someone else that is causing your miseries. If you don't sow joy, you're going to reap. You're not going to reap joy. If you don't sow gladness, you're not going to be glad. If you don't sow shalom, you think you're going to reap shalom. Scripture tells us to follow shalom. If you're not happy, you're not going to. If you don't sow happiness, you're not going to be happy. You sow it by the word of Yah. You allow the seed of the word to show you how to be happy. That's about walking in the way. Hallelujah. You're inexcusable, oh man. We are without any excuse, are we not? We're without excuse. And if we are not stewards over the faithful things of Yah, the little things, we're not going to be stewards over much, brothers and sisters. If He gives us a living word, then we're not going to be stewards over the power of that word and the kingdom that is manifest in the great. We're not going to do that. So He's given us some great things. He's given us some great things. So let us take advantage of that. So He raised up the Shoftim to deliver them. Yet, when they were not listening to their Shoftim, yet they were not listening to the judges, the Shoftim, but they went a-whoring after gods, and they bowed themselves to them. See, once you go after strange, idolatrous worship, you're going to go out of the way. It says, and they turned quickly out of the way, which the Avad walked in, obeying the mitzvah of Yah. See, that's the way. When you obey the mitzvah of Yah. When you began to seek out consolation from a God, you turn out of the way. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't do that. When you turn to the God of your belly, when you turn to the God of your emotion, when you turn to the God of your hatred, your anger, when you turn to the God of your prejudice ways, your voluminous ways, when you turn to the God of your own hatred and your own sin, that's what you do. You go quickly out of the way. And so when someone speaks to you other way, you become very perturbed. You become angry. You're ready to rage in battle. You're ready to lift up your own wicked standard or your own battle. Or you want to raise yourself in your own battle garment. And you begin to see it in the spirit of your hatred, your vile personality, your crazy looking expressions, your shaking of your hips, your hands waving. No. Fool. When a man loves Yah, he goes to the Torah. And what has the Torah of Yah? Then they go and see what the Torah says. What does Yahshua says? What is the living power of this deed, of this action? Is this thing producing life? He raised up the Shoftim. He raised up the judges. He raised up men today to judge us and to show us we're not in the way. When you turn to your God, you will go out of the way, brothers and sisters. You can't go out of the way of truth. The Baptist way, take people out of the way of the truth. The Pentecostal way, take them out of the way. T.D. Jakes way, take them out of the way. Paul Crouch's way, take them out of the way. George Bush way, take them out of the way. Barack Obama's, take them out of the way. Jesse Jackson, take them out of the way. It takes them out of the way. Only Yahshua brings us to the way. Only Yahshua brings us to the way. Why? Because He is the way. He is the way of the word of Yah. He is the power of this word in action. And we need the power of the word of Yah in us in action. Time out for this religious action that takes place in us. Time out for these emotions. That's going to destroy us. And I'm going to preach on that. I'm preaching on it a long time. But I want to show you what it does to a people. You allow your emotionalism. Hallelujah. You think you're right. You're not right. You're only right when you do what the Torah says. But she did something to me. Well, you're only right when you get it right by the ordinance of the Torah. If she wants to be a fool, let her be a fool. You must do what the Torah says. So don't give me that bull. It's not even bull crap. I can use bull crap. Yeah, Brother Yosef, to spread that on the field. Yes, sir, for nourishment. What they eat, we spread it on the field. Hallelujah. And then we put chickens in there. When we feed them, the chickens go in there and take out what they don't eat. What comes through the big plop, the chickens scratching that. You find the little bugs and the little worms. Hallelujah. And we eat the chicken. How about that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we eat the chickens. How? Makes no difference how we eat them. we eat them. Hallelujah. And so Yah raised up Shoftims. When the Shoftim spoke, because you will not listen. You don't understand the Musar, the instructions of Yah, they're vital. That's what the Torah does all the day. It instructs us. It keeps us within the confines of the Mishra, the government of Yah. We're not free thinkers, we're Torah thinkers. We're the way thinkers. Free thinking has done nothing but brought this world into a dismal, chaotic, damnable mess. I don't want to be a free thinker. You don't think it free anyway. You think it from some kind of philosophy or some constitution that has been drawn up by someone or something. So you're not a free thinker. Your thinking is no different than no one else. It's either righteous thinking or it's a wicked thinking. It is a fleshless thinking, a covetous thinking, or it is a kingdom thinking. So what makes your thinking any different than your neighbor's? None. We've been made to believe that. For your thinking is the culmination of words that are in you. You think the same words in you, not in your neighbor. You think the same words, come on, Israel. You think that your vocabulary is that dynamic. It still means the same thing. Is that simple words as Brother Dell gave us. Same meaning. You just put it on a dress and a suit and a necktie. But it still means the same. Hallelujah. I'd rather speak 10 words of understanding than to speak 5,000 that are so eloquent. You say, what did he say? You hear that? Impressing what? No, I'm trying to renounce sin. Hallelujah. I'm trying to renounce the works of hell that operate among Israel. They turned out of the way and they did not walk in the ways of their avat. They did not obey the mitzvah of Yah, but they did not. So, verse 18, and Yahweh raised up Hikum, he raised up them Shoftim. And when Yahweh was with the Shoftim, the judge, and he, Yoshak, he delivered them out of the hands of their enemy all the days of the Shoftim, for it repented Yah because of their groaning, by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. Brothers and sisters, that's why Yah raised up men, to speak unto us the judgment of the Mishpatim of Yah, because it causes heart to suffer. Come on, the world is mourning. We were out there, we were groaning. The bills, and we were oppressed. Say what you want to. The world is an oppressor. It is not in agreement with God. It oppresses you. You can say what you want to, honey. You can have all the air joints all you want to. That doesn't mean one thing and all that. You can live in a $200,000 house. I was saying to my wife, I said, you know, there is this man in India. He is McKee or McCullough, whatever his name. He is the fourth richest man in the world. I said to Sister Roberts the other morning, I said, he's building a house, Sister Roberts. It's 2 million square feet of space. 2 million. It's 4 floors high in Mumbai. 4 floors high. 2 million. 2 million. 2 million. Tell me, if that is not the tilt of the grandizing of Shaitan to say, look at the kingdom that men admire, that say, oh, I want... It is a stupid thing. It is just flat out crazy. It is not even jewel now to say I have the most expensive house. That can I say this to you? My main dwelling is 16 by 32. I sleep well, better than the rich man, because Yah says he gives his beloved shalom, rest. I eat well, hallelujah, better than the rich man. Because it's prepared by hands that there is some repentance. There is some attitude toward Yah of reverence. And then Deacon Benny will bless it. Hallelujah. So what can a man do in 2 million square feet of space that he can't do here? I don't care if his toilet is made of gold. He's still got to drop waste in it. I don't care if he's got diamond plates, which are just a little cheap stone. Give me rubies. And sapphires. That's what Yah says. Hallelujah. Amethysts. That is an illusion of the mind that these pigs of hell has created to make folks buy it. So what can a man do to 2 million square foot? And all in Mumbai. Just poor folks. Poor. Poor people. What can they do? Tell me. What can you do in a house that's 10 times this big? You can't do in one this big. Nothing. Three things. Bathe, sleep, eat, and the other part, excrete the waste. That's it. Nothing else. What else? It cannot resuscitate you. It cannot give you life. So we labor for the kingdom. I'm not going to labor for things that pass away. I want to labor to walk in the confines and the restraints of the Torah of Yah. I'm not trying to amass a wardrobe that means what? Nothing but rags. That's all it is. Cloth and shoes, leather. I don't care what it is. It's still leather. It's the hide off of a beast. That's all it is. What value is that? This is of great value. The Torah. Yahshua is of great value, isn't it? Man, there's no one that can give us the riches of Yah if we trust in Yahshua. No one. In Him, we find all we need. And everything you need is in Yahshua HaMashiach. The Shoftims delivered them because Yah, He had heard them. It repented Yah by the reason of the groaning and the reason of the oppression. I talked with my sister in New York, and yet she was not able to make it here with us because of the oppressor. The mourning and groaning, she's oppressed. Yah doesn't intend for us to be oppressed. That's why He raised up a ruach in the midst of us of mishpatim to judge us. And when Yah speaks His word to us, it judges us. It shows us our condition, what we are, brothers and sisters. And when He judges us, He is showing you that He is trying to convey to you, He is making Himself known unto you. For He is trying to receive you as a son, to correct you and to chastise you. And the thing that rise up in us, because we've been oppressed so, and our minds have been shaped by our oppressor, and we have railed against our oppressor, then we raise up against Yah, because we think He is trying to oppress us. That's why Shaul said to Philemon, he said, you obey even those that have charge over you. You obey them. You submit yourself unto them as you're submitting unto Almighty Yah. You don't go out there on the job and tell the man what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. You just don't allow him to destroy the Hava of Yah, if you have it in you, concerning the mandates of Yah, according to His ordinance. You don't allow that. Hallelujah. It's something that when I worked, Yah has always given me favor with men. He will do that. He said He will give us favor with men. Even in all of my ignorance, He did that. And He will make and provide the way for us in every scenario and every situation. Yah will do that. Did He not do it with Yahshua? Did He not raise up Shoftim to show them the way and to keep them in the way? How do you think that the judges judge them? According to some kind of philosophy written by Rabbi Sabon? No, it was written by the blood of Yahshua. It was written by the hands of Yah. He judged them according to the Torah. They judged them according to the Torah. They made their corrections according to the Torah. How do we correct ourselves if it's not by the Torah of Yah? And these ignorant folks who want to reject Yahshua, it's to their own damnation. You can't reject Him. Hallelujah. You can't make Him out to be but what He is and who He is. Even when men will worship Him, He would direct that to the Abba. Yes, come on. Come on. That's how I went like this. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, Torah Yah Yahshua. Yeah. You know that I'm this way. Come on. That's what He does. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. Hallelujah. And so they want to make excuses today. I will not buy their excuses. I will not buy their fabricated doctrines. I will not buy any of it. I buy the truth. I buy Yahshua. And I don't sell Him at all. What do you buy Him with? I just surrender all. You can't buy this with silver and gold. Money can't buy this. It comes by submitting and subjecting yourself unto the authority of Almighty Yah. That's how you purchase this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have sinned, all of us, and fallen short of the honor of Yah. Have we not? This is a verse of assurance unto us in Tehillim in Psalms 25:8. It says, Tav, precious Tav, and Sadiq is Yahweh. Is he not that way? Is he not Tav? Is he not the righteous? So Tav and Sadiq is Yahweh. Therefore, he will teach sinners, he will teach us Hata, sinners, in the way. He will teach us in the way of the Torah, brothers and sisters. He will teach us in the way. We have all sinned, fallen short. And yet Yah say he will teach us in the way of the Torah. He will teach sinners in the way. And when Yah begins to teach you, brothers and sisters, hear me, there's a sure sign that you're walking in the way. I don't care how you express it with your verbiage. There is evident of fruit in your life that you're walking in the way. And if it's one man that could tell us that with a great expression, it is Dawid. It is in Psalms, Tehillim 119 and verse 1. I love the whole course of Tehillim 119. It says here in Tehillim 119, verse 1, it says, Esha, happy, the blessedness of Yah. Happy are the undefiled. We are the undefiled. To the pure things are pure, right? Pure. To those that are defiled and unbelieving, there is nothing pure. So Esha, blessed are they, and we are blessed. Happy are they. We are blessed of the undefiled in the way who walk in what? The Torah of Yahweh. So when you find one walking in the Torah, that is the way. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Blessed. Esha. Happiness. The blessedness in their eyes. Blessed are the those that are in the way that are undefiled. What is the one who walk in the Torah? They're happy. When you find folks who do not have the life of Yahshua in them, they're not walking in the Torah. They're walking in some kind of religious mindset that has been filtered by the prism of their own religious ideology. And it is so corrupt, it is damning them. It is destroying any form of life in them. That's why you're not happy, brothers and sisters. You got to do things the way the Torah teaches. You get it right with your brothers and sisters the way the Torah teaches it. If you don't do that, you have no life in you. You are in the midst of a congregation of the dead. And you look dead, you act dead. I want to look alive. I like looking alive. If I look in the mirror and say, boy, you look awful bad. I want to do something, man. And do something to liven myself up. The eyes look a little black. Well, let me go wash my face or something. Come on. Wash me in your blood. Just wash my face. Still black. You just get the old sun. Ah, see. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there are things that I want to do to revive myself. And so life springs forth from a living source. You never get life in another way but from the source. You go to the source, it makes you alive. Ah, you're not going to get it out of Buddha. It's only Yahshua. Ah, hallelujah. And that is the truth. Whether you buy it or not, I buy it. So you will find when one is truly walking in the Sodik of Yah, they are undefiled and they are Esha, they are blessed of Yah. They are the happiness. Why? Because they walk in the way who walks in the Torah of Yah, the law of Yah, the Torah of life. They're in Yahshua. In Yahshua we live. In Yahshua we move. In Yahshua we have the fullness of our being. In Yahshua. And so we in Yahshua, we're happy in Him because we never get out of Him. When we defile ourselves, we're out of the way. And He is the living Torah that brings us back to the light and the life of that Torah to bring us back to the way. That's what He does. So let's walk in the way. Who? Yahshua. We walk in us enough. That's why we're in a mess. We're a mess, brothers and sisters. Just say, help me, Yah. Yeah, we need to tell him that. Yeah, help me, yeah. Hallelujah. And there are those that shall rise in this hour. And Shaul Kephar talks about this. He talks about this in 2 Peter 2:1. And this is the time that we're in this hour of pseudoism and falsism. He says in Kepha, as he expressed unto the remnant of Israel, he said, but there were pseudo nobis of prophets also among you, even as there should be false teachers among you, who probably shall bring in damnable heresy. That's what they do. They bring in a damnable heresy, even denying the master, Yeshua, that bought them, and they bring upon themselves swift destruction. They bring upon this damnable heresies that arise out of the depravity of their conscience. That they reject what Torah says and go about to establish their own depraved righteousness. I will show us an analogy. We're all in a little whole house, and we all have been there. And all of a sudden, Dave Roberts disagreed with Pastor Honeycutt. And so he goes to him and to question him, thinking he really has something. And so the Pastor Honeycutt says to him, well, this is what it means, brother. Well, I don't believe it means that. Well, okay, what does it mean, brother? Well, I believe it means that. You need to preach that. Well, okay, my brother, if that's what you believe, that it means that you believe that Yah has given you that, then let me come to this. And all of a sudden, then Dave goes and he finds Sean and says, well, you know, Pastor Honeycutt, he's just wrong. He said, look what he said. This is what he said here, and this is what he said. Straight out of knot. But they swallow a camel. And this is this damnable heresy that has arisen. And so old Dave leaves and tries to get Sean and old brother Charles with him. And they go start a little whole house. And all of a sudden, Charles raises up and says, look, David, I know you're my pastor, but what you're saying is wrong. And so Charles goes and says, come on, Sean. He goes and they go down the street and start a little whole house. And all of a sudden they get Brother Bynum in there and Brother Wyman in there. And Brother Wyman say, oh, boys, your boys are not right. And all of a sudden folks start liking Elder Bynum or Elder Wyman. And then he rises up and leaves out. He take 3 or 4 with him. And it's just a diabolical debacle of hell, of twisted heresy, that it is root. And the belly of heresies, twisted, depraved doctrines that are not based upon Torah. That's why you have the Baptists, the First Baptists, the White Baptists, the Black Baptists, the Liberal Baptists, the Orthodox Baptists. It is of hell. There's only one living truth, and that is the Torah. Hallelujah. And when Yeshua is in the midst, he is the life of Torah. And so you don't have no Black Baptist or White Baptist or no White Methodist or Black Methodist. You have the assembly of Yah out of Israel. Hallelujah. And that's what they are for. And that's what this heresy is. And Yah says, as Kevon said, this is going to rise up among who the Israelites. You got those that say, Yeshua is right. Yehoshua, Yeshua, Yahashua, and everything else. And yet there is no consentment or agreement upon the power of the doctrine of his Torah that Yeshua is. And so they come together with heresy and lies, corruption. I say to all you sisters, if you're true sisters, don't try to lead no man. You Jezebels, a Jezebel will always try to take and usurp authority over man. You have no power to instruct no man. You're not even a Jezebel. Child of hell, you witch. Hallelujah. I don't take nothing back. And so that's what has happened because of dissension. Because they want to argue, they want to fight, they want to debate. And then this depravity of this duplicity of doctrine that they don't even agree with each other. It becomes so mundane that it's so twisted that even me leaving Oshana, I'm lost at what I thought was right. And that is the truth. You leave Yeshua, you leave the Torah, you're going to have a damn mess. And that's why we've been in the mess we've been in. Because these wicked dissensions of doctrines were not based upon Torah. They're not based upon the light of Yeshua in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, and many shall follow their pernicious, their ways of, these ways that they, brothers and sisters, that pernicious way. It is one of ruins. It is one of destruction. It is one of damnation. You follow the Baptist way, it's going to bring damnation. You follow the Pentecost, it's going to bring damnation. You follow the holiness way, you're going to bring damnation. There's only one way. That's why there's one way. One way. It is the Torah way. And no other way. That's why Yahshua cannot speak against the Torah. He cannot defy the Misfavya. You are a liar of the belly of hell. If you think he defied this, you can't covet today. I can't covet my brother's wife. I can't be touching on his wife and lusting after. That's wrong. That's why I tell you, sisters, I want you to cover yourself. I don't want you looking the way I can look down and see your titties and nothing like that. You cover your blouse. I don't want people to look down and they see your old skin, whether it's black skin or white skin. Close it up. Hallelujah. You see your legs with your splits and all that. Get something that's flat at the bottom. You better come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't care how you feel on that. Dress in a way that's appropriate. You know, it's amazing because there are things that I look at. There are things, you know, I really would love to write more than I do, but I'm going to write much. But I know I have to help the brothers. But I have so many things that I can write, and I write better than I talk. Truly, I write much better. My writing and expressing things is much better than me trying to convey it verbally. I read some of the things that I write, the newsletters, and I say, man, I like that. It conveys the essence and the importance of the thing that I'm trying to show to the people. Of course, I didn't have chance to study the message. I went back to the one I had. But I was writing this morning, and my system went down. Well, Pastor Roberts, you got a big string there. You know what? I need two there for what I need to do to copy and paste from this one to that one, from that to there. I need to have four monitors in front of me to do what I need to do. Well, you don't understand that because you will play games on them. Hallelujah. I need at least four. And that's the truth. Not to say that I got something, but I need that. I truly do. And then have the little laptop hooked in that too. That's the truth. So I write much better than I speak. And I want to write. I just got this urge to want to write. I may write a book one day. Who knows? I don't know. Just for us, the people of Yah. I'm not trying to make no money. I'm not trying to put it on the market to sell. Give it away. Give us an offering. I said to a brother, he calls me often, Brother Wartlow out there in Nebraska. Shalom, my brother. And I said to him, when I say things to him, when he calls me, he said, Pastor Robert, you just don't know how much it blesses me to just talk to you. Just talk. And I certainly enjoy the brother. I thought about him this morning, and Yas will, after this service over, I will give him a call to the brother. He's an older brother, and I love talking to him, and we're dialoguing about what the truth, about the word of Yah. It's a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters. Behold how beautiful and how present it is for brethren to dwell together in the unity of what the Torah. And this is our strength, the Torah. That's what the enemy has done all he could to remove us away from the Torah light. That's why folks today quote in these religious whorehouses that have brought about these doctrines of these sentient, these damnable heresies. They don't even quote talk about their quote Jesus unquote. Oh, God is good. Oh, the Lord is good. Oh, God is good. And Yah says, my name is excellent. Yahshua said, I came in the Abba's name. For my name is his name because I am in his name. For I am Yah, and the sure thing that Yah is in me. Come on. This word is not going to change for any of us. Hallelujah. So they, many shall follow the pernicious way. Many follow T.D. Jakes, don't they? Many follow Benny Hinn. And I will know that their ways are pernicious. How do I know? Look, by reason of whom the way of the truth of the Torah shall be evil spoken of. Do they speak evil of Torah? You go to these whole houses. You go to your family members and say, but the Torah, this is the mitzvah of Yah. He tells us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. He tells us not to take his name in vain. Whoa, that was meant for the Jews. Well, that was more than one tribe of Israel called Yehuda. There's no such thing as a Jew. That was more than Yehuda. That was Benjamin. That was Issachar. That was Dan. Come on, brothers and sisters. Well, they were meant for the Jews. They're just ignorant. And they say that because they heard everybody else say that. They have not searched the Scripture. The Scripture tells us to search the Scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. And we are the ones that testify of Yah. It's just been passed down. It's just been passed down. It's just been passed down. We believe it. Well, there's no book like the KJV, the King James. It is your thought that was said. When we go to the KJV, the original one, show me the name Jesus in there. Show me the name one time. Show it to me one time. Is it an English book? Yes. Show me Jesus. I can show you Elijah. I can show you that in there. I can show you Jesus, but I cannot show you Jesus. Don't get quiet on that. No other name. I said, well, what name were they saved in then? They didn't call him Jesus. They don't know the plan of salvation. We've been taught through this prism of corrupt doctrine. We believe this is how salvation come. That's not how it is. Hallelujah. When those children of Israel repented and obeyed Yahweh, he blessed them mightily. And so what Yah's given us, he's given us a word that is lively in the power of Yahshua that dwells in us. That keep the witness true in us. It's only when we begin to seek out our own determination, our own ways, then the word becomes void in us. And there's no power than life of his truth in us. And we began to allow strange doctrines and heresy doctrines to creep in. Daughters of Zion, I love you all, but it's nothing like a hellish woman to think that Yah is talking to her. I had this Jezebel, and I hope she's listening, write me the other day and call herself Apostle Maria. You Jezebel, you're not an apostle. We up here in Canada, my husband and I am Apostle Maria and my husband Joseph. I said, ah, woman. I didn't even respond to the heifer. Because she couldn't come here with no mess like that. Shut your mouth, woman. You know apostle. You're not even a decent wife, because if you were, you would not try to usurp that kind of authority of your little weak man. I'm Apostle Maria. Shut up, Jezebel. You apostle. I got the sword for false apostles, didn't you? Here. I'm a preacher. Then bind my mouth. Heifer couldn't bind my mouth. She doesn't know anything. I didn't mean to say that, but that's all right. It has to be said. Hallelujah. If she was that, she would know the doctrine of truth. Yeshua. And Shaul did not speak a lie. Hallelujah. No woman to usurp authority over man. Her beauty. It's a place in the body that represents the kingdom power of the assembly of Yah, submitting unto the Abba. Her beauty is more fascinating. The enemy has taken her, made her whores, and painted her like whores and made her crazy. There's nothing like a beautiful woman. Nothing. That even men marvel at that. When a woman is beautiful, I'm not talking about this fake jive mess. Her butt sucked and her gut cut. Hallelujah. Eyes painted up like some witch out of hell. I'm not talking about that mess. Got enough perm in her head and no life in the root of her hair. Dyed every color but the color it should be. Hallelujah. Might as well say, help me, y'all. Got every kind of punk, every kind of pervert pulling in her hair and straightening, every kind of dirty nail, plaiting it. That ain't beauty. That ain't beauty. Go from brunette to blonde. That ain't no beauty. That ain't no beauty. I'm talking about a daughter says, I want to call out of the meek and a beautiful. It's beautiful. That even men talk about. How do I know? Because in Mishlei 31, it tells me that the virtuous daughter of Zion, that the men say, man, you got a woman. I'm telling you, boy, you got something on your hand, boy. Man. Ah, they pat him on the back. My brother. Woo! Boy, she's beautiful sister. And they're not looking at some kind of physical anatomy. They're looking at her when she walks past them, her quietness and her beauty, not to move out of her place and boisterous and loud and giggling like some fruitcake jackass. That's what a jackass does. You hear a woman like that? I despise that greater than anything. I can't stand to hear a loud woman laugh, and that is one of the most damnable, putrefying things. I don't care what to say, brothers. Even in my house, that's not there. Do I laugh? Yeah, I laugh at times. Ain't nothing to laugh about in this hour. But you will not hear. You can spy me out. I have no problem with that. But you won't hear that damn mess in my house. Says, that's wicked. That is crap. That's vile. That's devilish. You folks can sit here like hypocrites. That is devilish. It is hellish. It is of hell. It is foul. It has a stench like nothing. Come on. That's a representation of the man. If this woman is silly as hell, then he's silly as hell. Now I know I'm getting a little outstretched with my verbiage. That's all right. But it's wrong. It's not of Yah. Your daughters, keep yourself clean. And don't laugh like that. Hallelujah. Man coming to miss you, learn how to be quiet. And a man, if you're a man, you don't even have any business sitting with women laughing. Hallelujah. Sister, come to my house. Sister Robert, shut my door. I don't want to see them. Shut my door. Hallelujah. Most of the time, they're on the front porch anyway. And if you think if I heard them out there acting like clowns, I'll call Sister Roberts, come here. You shut that damn trash up, sister. Hallelujah. I mean that. She act like a fool and got the sisters acting like fools. Well, there's someone that's listening that needs that. Hallelujah. You here need that. Your sister said you should practice modest and quietness. Quieter than mikroa. Crazy ass laughing, joking and jiving and skin bucking, sporting. That's just like a missile firing on you. It's death when you practice that. Well, you know, we got Christian comedians, but there is no comedian of Torah. Show me one. If the Torah doesn't show me a comedian of Torah, there is no Torah comedian. I believe you can have Christian comedians. They're fine to have for you all. But the hell with the Christian comedian. The Torah doesn't teach, it teaches about magicians and soothsayers. That Moses, when you think those magicians, I'm a joker. Don't you understand? That's the only man that could go before the king and say, King, look at you big fat belly hog. That's what he was. He was a motley fool. He could do that. But don't let a servant say, King, you fat belly, kill him. Kill him now. But the joker, when they get aroused in their spirit, they get drunk, he could. He would dress up like a motley fool and say, bum, 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 bum. Your wife is a fat hoe. That's why they're paying. That's why all this mime trash is in the midst of the whole houses today. Why am I going this way? Yeah, that's all right. That's why this mime trash, he paid the fee. He goes, isn't that what they do in this Brown Street? Damn trash and this giggling and Hagen and all of it. And they're all doing that. That is out of the gut of hell. Hallelujah. So the beautiful daughter is quietness, sweetness, that men will marvel at that. That's the way the assembly of Yah should be Yisrael. That's the way. So he says in Kefa 2:3, and through covetousness, breaking the command of Yah, thou shalt not covet. You should not steal. You should not covet. You should not covet your neighbor. And through covetousness shall they fabricate words and make merchandise of you, whom mishpatim, the judgment of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. That's what they do. They make merchandise of you. Through covetousness, through greed, through breaking the mitzvah of Yah, they want everyone to be covetous. God is going to bless you. I see God with his hands on you. Stand up, stand up. Stand up, brother. Stand up. Come on, stand up. You stand up, stand up. The Lord God says, well, I can look at a brother and tell he's going through a little something. He's all downtrodden. You can tell him, Amanda. Well, the Lord God says, and his prophecy is always general. He could say it to this one. Anyway. The Lord God says, the Lord God says, he's last promotion for you. Ha! Come on, sister, go ahead and shout. And see each other. Woo! And we see when that spirit comes in, you know that the bewitching power has already enveloped the whole place. We're dealing with men that bring in damnable heresies. Because they deny the Torah. They deny the way. Believe me, my brothers and sisters. Kepha knew what we would have to wrestle with this an hour. And there's a reason that the Spirit has found the open door. Can I show you? You don't have strong men today. Look what it says in Malachi. I want to finish up. It says in Malachi 2:5. And this is Yahweh reproving the Kohen for neglecting the Brit, the covenant of Yah unto Israel. He says this in Malachi. Now, why is it that the preacher will ride you to hell about tithes and all things? But they won't preach this. He says in Malachi 2:6, he says, the Torah of truth of Emats was in his mouth, in the mouth of the Kohen, in the mouth of Levi, in the mouth of Shoftim was in his mouth. And iniquity was not found in his lip. This is the representation of the true living word, Yeshua. No iniquity found in him. He walked with me in shalom and equity and did turn many away from iniquity. Now that's what Yahshua does. Now that's what the Kohen does. Did not the Shaftim do that with Israel? Did not they turn them from their iniquitous ways? That's what the Torah does. For the Kohen's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the Torah at the mouth of Yahshua, for he is a messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Verse 8. But you have departed out of what? The way of the Torah. You have caused some, and many be that go therein at the wide gate that leads to destruction, and have caused many to stumble at what? At the Torah. Are they causing people to stumble at the Torah? Come on, brothers and sisters. You pray that Yah bless the men of Yah to be strong. Don't try to bind them. Don't try to hoodwink them. Don't try to corral them. Come on, if a man truly loves Yah, just by the presence of brothers that love Yah, he will walk right, because he will see the light shine from brothers that make him want to walk right and do right. Just by the words he speak to you, or the judging of his heart, it goes towards him first. Because we are crooked and unclean. Deacon Biddy reminded us years ago, said, because we think that because you're not doing right, that someone else is not doing right. You're judging someone through the prism of a corrupt judgment, through a corrupt mind. Because you're wicked and because you're angry as hell, because you have nothing as Yah, you think no one else should have that. Well, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be full of his Ruach. I'm going to delight in Yahshua, whether you do it or not, honey. You will run like a dead thing. You go right ahead. You can die your misery. You can dwell in the congregation of the dead because you have gone out of the way. I will not. I want to dwell among the congregation of the living. And those that are living are those that are walking in the way of the Torah. He said, because of those that are in charge, they have stumbled at the Torah. He said, you have corrupted the Brit of the Levi. You have corrupted it. You high Kohen, you have corrupted the Brit of the covenant of the Levi, said Yahweh Host. And that's what they have done. They have corrupted the covenant that Yah meant for the men of Yah to be in their lives, in the Levim. And so men that were our forefathers, our avots that taught us, they have forsaken the Torah. So they were corrupt and they cannot teach us the light of the way. They cannot do that. And we just went from there because we were ignorant and we spread the same lies that they spread it. In front of our ignorance, I have done that as well as any man. And so I'm in an hour where I must redeem the time. I cannot placate this generation. I cannot. I must speak the truth. And I will. They've departed out of the way. And that's what the leaders have done. They speak villainy against the Torah of Yah. Well, you don't need that. Any time a man says that, he's a fool. I said to one other day that wrote me from Tennessee, I said, there's one question I always ask people. I said, you go to Giliana, Revelation 14:1, and it says, Yakahan said, and behold, I sit on Mount Zion, and with him, and I sit on Mount Zion, and he saw the Lamb, Yahshua, and with him, 144,000, having his Father's name written in their forehead. So I say to them, I ask people the question, what is that name? And if the value of that name is so important that the 144,000 had it, you better know. We better know that name. Because there will be a false name to come and we will fall out of the false name. Hallelujah. Let me finish up. You all bear with me, all right? Hallelujah. We must walk in the way of Yah. We cannot question Yah because Yah is not unequal. Yeshkel Ezekiel says, this is how we speak because we think that Yah, because this one, he doesn't reprove this one because she's not doing anything for me to reprove her. He's not doing anything. This is what we say. Yeshkel, Ezekiel 18:29. And this is what Israel says. It said, yet says Bayet of the house of Israel, the way of sovereign Yahweh is not shokan. It's not equal. There's a disparity there. Is the way of Yahweh equal? Is his judgment just? Is it right? Is his Torah just? Is Yahshua just? Come on, brothers and sisters. So we say that Yahweh is not equal. Obed Yisrael, Yahweh says, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? That's why we think the way we think. Because we don't think that Yah is fair. Our trials, our tribulations, we don't think He's fair. Yah say, it's not your ways unequal. So we say that Yah's ways are not equal, but that's not so. I don't want to call this a blessing that we're in, but I say, but I told Yah for the simplicity of life, with our brothers and sisters that are starving, that love Yah. I hear from them all over the all over the world. But what can we do? And there are times that I don't even start a conversation with them because I know if I do that, the expectation, what is expected? And we don't have the resources to fulfill that. You understand? I hear them. Yeah, Barak, you Pastor Robert. I'm Brother So, and we have a work here. Hallelujah. Searching the web. I hear that from people all the time. And we found you all. And what a blessing. And many times I don't discard the letters. I put them back in safekeeping. Because one day maybe Yah's will. I can answer my brother. Hallelujah. In a way, I have a fear of answering them. Well, you got some fear? Well, sure, I got some fears. Hallelujah. I got a fear of answering them because I don't want... I can understand. I've seen poverty. I wish Yah bless us. I can take all of you all to a place where you can really see poverty. You can really see it. You all offer quiet. And you can see people that live, that even dogs live better than them. They live better than them. If y'all bless me with the money I take, and I want it, you're going to stay like, you're going to live the way they live for a couple of days. I can see you now. Come on. I don't feel sorry for us, not even myself. I will not sympathize with me when Yah has even opened up a corridor. I can understand, think we can sit here in a building like this. You would have murmured, go on, hypocrite. You don't have to worry about me. You don't want to walk right. You don't have to worry about me. I'm going to be all right. Nothing is going to, you're not going to impede nothing, no one. I stand in the truth. Yahshua stands with me. So Yah is equal. What He commands you, the Torah is equal. The way of the Torah is right. Look at what a color man's skin is. I don't care what his heritage is. The Torah is right. It is not unequal. Those that are in charge may try to make it unequal. But the Torah is equal. It is the truth. Yah's way is equal. Why? Because it produced one thing for all men. The eternal life of Yah. The escape of death. And I barak Him for that. Hallelujah. I barak Him for that. Now, a few verses I want to close with. Hallelujah. It says in Mishlei, in chapter 10, verse 17. Hallelujah. It says in Mishlei 10:17, He is the way of life. Yahshua is the way of life. Mishlei 10:17. He is the way of life. He is in the way of life, and Yahshua, we know that we are in Yahshua, brothers and sisters. When you're in the way of life that keeps Musa instructions, but he that refused reproof, that one errs. You will know that you're in the way. You know you're in the life. When you accept the instructions of Yah, when you don't accept instruction, you err, and you cause error. Isn't that the thing that you fight against the most? Come on, you're quiet, and so you know you're guilty of it. You fight against instruction more than anything because you think that you have the ability to understand without anyone instructing you. You don't, you hate that. And that's why you err so much. Is the Torah a book of instruction? It instructs us how to worship Yah, how to love your brothers. How to be friends with your brother. How to be kind with your sister. How to forgive your sister. How to love your sister. You don't know how to love nobody unless the Torah teach you. You can tell me about all that little old soothing verbiage you're talking about. Love. I want to know you love Yah when you keep His commandments. You keep the commandments of Yah. Hallelujah. I want to know you love Him. Don't tell me you love Yah and you defy what He commands you. You're a liar. Come on, you're the spirit of Shaitan. I would rather you just be like the publican says, oh yeah. have mercy. Have mercy on me. I have a worthless thing, God, but I need your mercy.
I'd rather you say that, but don't give me that damn lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd rather you do that. And then that would justify more than anything. Then to tell a lie and say you love him and you defy the mitzvah, the commands of Yah, you're a flat out liar. There ain't no truth in you. None whatsoever. Hallelujah. I'd rather see a repentance. I'd rather see that. When a man is in the way of life, he keeps, he loves the mushah, the instructions of Yah. When you find a fool that hates instructions, he errs. And that one is walking in the path of death. And today, there are many fools that are walking in the way of death that despise Yahweh. Sons and daughters of Israel, you must hear. And the only way you're going to stay in the way, you must hear. Solomon, he could have asked Yah for all things, did he not? Could he not? But he asked Yah one thing, teach me how to walk in the way, how to keep the way, and to show the people how to stay in the way of the Torah. He says here profoundly in Mishlei 23:19. He speaks to us, Israel. First thing he tells us to do is Shema, to hear, to understand, to perceive. He says, hear you, my son, Israel, you daughters of Tizai. He says, hear first of all and be wise. And guide your love in the Torah or in the way. Your love must be guided in the way. You cannot be guided in heresy and hypocrisy. Come on, I don't care how your heart feels and how rogue it is. And you're doing things according to the guidance of your emotion. Your heart, your love must be guided by the Torah in the way. Because if it's not guided in the way, you're going to do wrong. And you're going to dwell among those in the congregation of the dead. That's better be your prayer. You've guided your heart and it's brought death and hardness, has it not? Come on, brothers and sisters. I speak you the truth out of the book. I'm not trying to base anything upon me. It's upon Yahshua. Hallelujah. I want to close with this verse. There's much more, but I want to close here. Let me read two verses before I close. It's in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 12. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 9. Moreover, Yah, you led Israel in day by a cloud pillar, and at night by a matzibah, a pillar of fire. And that's what Yahshua is. Is not the word of Yah a consuming fire? Is not Yahshua a living fire? He says, and so in this night season we must be guided, brothers and sisters. Is not the Torah of Yah a fire unto Israel? He says, to give them light in what? In the way. That's what Yahshua does, give us light in the way of the Torah. Because in the way of the Torah, there were those that say, man, I got to do this. Yahshua is the light. He gave us light in the way wherein we should go. And that's what the light of Yahshua is, to give us light in the way of the Torah and the way that we should go. We need those that cried out like Yochanan, the emerger. It says in Marcus Luke, as I close, 1:3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of Yah and make his paths straight. Does the Torah make the paths of Yah straight? Sure they do. So we need the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yah. And it must be within the love by the instructions of the Torah of Yah that will cause the brilliancy of the light of Yahshua to shine out of the bosom of Israel. For Yahshua is the way. I will continue on this, all right? I do pray that he has strengthened your love today and has blessed you with the simplicity of this truth. I hope that I conveyed it in a simple way, in a way that is understandable, a way that we will not allow our minds to reason with this, but yet we will allow it to reason in our mind. There will reason in our minds to show us with evidence the power of our Abba and the strength of his might, that he is able to save us to the uttermost. Yah's able to save. Shalom, Israel. Shalom. Shalom upon you all. You are friends that are listening. Shalom unto you. But the Paul Nissan, precious young man that loves us dearly, and he really does. His kindness, his generosity toward the works of Yahweh. And he says to me all the time, Pastor Robert, just lay it out the way you lay it out. You can understand this young man was raised in a Jewish home and all of that. But lay it out like that. Hallelujah. And I will not stop laying it out so that we will understand that we'll tear down every pillar of destruction in our lives that have brought us under this demise of destruction. I'm not against you, brothers and sisters. I'm against all the ways of darkness. I'm for Yahweh. And I want us to understand that. I will not be taking us down a crooked, errant path. Hallelujah. Yah did not lead Israel that way. He led them to the path of light. He led them to Yahshua. And if I'm leading you to some strange God, run and flee for your family. Flee for your own self. I'll lead you to the presence of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. He did not give gifts unto men for them to... Yahshua gave gifts unto men. No, it's not the granddaddy that gave you gifts, but Yahshua did. Before he ascended, he descended and gave gifts unto men. No, not men. They're men that are not mama call or daddy call or apostolic call. A Pentecostal call. They're called by Yah. They're called by Yah. They have the gift of Yah imparted into them. They were not called by denomination. They were not called by the damned of a heresy doctrines. They were not called by some man say, you talk well, you look well, so I call you. No, they were not called that way. You're established by Yahshua and the witness of the profoundest of his truth. Was Shaul called that way? And yet he was against Yah when Yahshua spoke from Hashemayim. He knew that it was the hand of Yah upon him. So there are men that love Yah like Shaul, that will obey him and walk in his truth. Hallelujah. If it's not, pray that Yah raise those kinds of men among us, that they will be a strength unto the daughters of Tizayah and Israel. All right? Pray that we find that one that Solomon looked for, and he found that one, okay? He did find one man, okay? There was no identity or residue of the assembly there. No woman! No beauty of the assembly, no beauty of the tabernacle, no beauty of the ring of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. A woman is most beautiful in her own essence. Do you all hear that? Her beauty is in her own essence. Not this fabricated, phony look. Her beauty is in her own essence. When she followed that, she is a beautiful creature. Nothing more beautiful than a woman. Nothing. 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 Y'all get off of quiet. Hallelujah. Nothing. Nothing more beautiful than a woman. And the vilest of men will regard that. They will. Hallelujah. Well, they may see a man and want to challenge him. But a woman is a different thing. Yah barak you all. Bless you all. Strength unto Israel. We pray that the Shabbat will be one of great rest. Shabbat. You rejoice in Yahshua. Shalom Israel. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. For we delight in the breath, the stay of life, Yahshua. We make our bold in Yahshua, the living truth, the Yahshua, the salvation of our precious Abba. Bless you, Yah, for the precious dam, the blood of Yahshua the Lamb. For we rejoice in Yahshua. We call him our master and the faithful one of Israel. For the witness of your power and testimony to deliver us from hell. We barak you this day. Take us home safely down the highway. Give us Shabbat, the Shabbat. Those that have listened, bless them all, I pray. Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael Krat, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.